We're half of the way to being brokenhearted. We're half of the way, unless you let me in. A Critical Role fanfic, written by Elsinore Rose. Read by Black Glass as Jester, and
Belkaz as Not the Brave,
and
as Caleb.
Not is almost back to her in Caleb's room, when she hears the voices. She stops, afraid for a split second that someone spotted her sneaking around in the middle of the night. But no, the voices are coming from inside the room, and she recognizes them. It's Jester speaking, and now Caleb quietly responding. Her heart warms. Good, she thinks. Good. Caleb has hardly said anything since yesterday evening, after that nail-bitingly tense scene in the throne chamber before the Bright Queen. And even before that, ever since the fight with the fiends under the well, he'd been unusually closed off. It's good that someone is drawing him out into conversation. Better still that it is Jester, who always seems to know how to catch him off his guard. Not consider slipping back into the room with them, but she doesn't want to interrupt and risk shutting Caleb down again. Besides, it's not like there's a curfew here in the Queen Palace exactly. She should be safe now that she's stealthed her way back from the kitchens. She slides down to sit with her back to the wall, just close enough to the door, which is an inch or so ajar, that she can overhear what they're saying inside. Nothing wrong with a little harmless eavesdropping. Well, maybe a few things wrong. But this is her boy. She needs to know if he's all right. Stomach growling, she pulls out the stolen pie from underneath her cloak and tucks in.
Just wanted to see how you were feeling, comes Jester's voice. You've been pretty quiet all day.
Bless her,
thinks Nott, her mouth full of pastry. There is a pause before Caleb replies, and Nott knows that he is measuring out his words carefully before he says them.
It has been a rough 48 hours or so.
Yeah.
A lot of things went wrong.
A lot of things went right, too, though.
Nott can hear a smile in Jester's voice.
We're all okay.
Yeah, well, no thanks to me.
Even with her keen goblin hearing, Nott almost misses this. Caleb says it so softly. Her heart gives a little wrench of sadness, and suddenly she isn't hungry anymore. She sets down the pie gingerly on the cold stone floor of the hallway, and turns around, as silently as she can, crouching on her knees to peer through the crack of the door.
Yes, thanks to you, Jester is saying. You saved us all last night. We were about to get dragged off into cells and probably killed.
She is sitting on Caleb's bed next to him, both of their backs to the door, so Nott can't see their faces. But she can see that Caleb's head is hung, like he is staring at his feet. One of those small glowing crystals that are all over this palace rests on a table near the bed, casting a soft blue light around the room.
I don't think there was any other way we could have turned the situation around, continues Jester. You thought fast. You took a risk. You were very brave, Caleb.
One of Caleb's hollow laughs leaves his mouth.
I appreciate you trying to make me feel better, but...
Have I ever lied to you?
There's a beat. Caleb lifts his head a fraction, looking sideways at Jester's face.
No, you have not ever lied to me,
he says quietly. Jester gives him a small smile. Nott can just see the corner of it when she returns his gaze.
Not lying now.
Caleb sighs and ducks his head again for a moment. Nott wants to run in and throw her arms around him.
Thank you for thinking I am brave, Jester.
Nott wants to run in and throw her arms around him and cry.
You are very welcome, says Jester,
with a nudge of her shoulder against his.
And thank you for healing me the night before last. I don't think I had a chance to say.
You don't have to thank me for that, Caleb. I was happy to do it.
All the same.
Caleb's voice is controlled, the way Nott has heard it when he is trying to sound like he doesn't care.
If I saved us last night, then you saved us under that well. We were going to die. All of us.
Caduceus helped too,
begins Jester, but Caleb cuts her off.
Yeah, he did, but you saved his life. And mine. More than once, I think.
Silence. Nat creeps a little closer to the door.
I was really scared, murmurs Jester finally.
Caleb lets her words sit there for a moment. Then he leans a few inches closer to her and whispers,
I was really scared last night.
That's why what you did was so brave.
Brave or stupid, time will tell.
Jester holds up an arm at the room.
We're staying in royal apartments in a palace, Caleb. Time has told.
Caleb shakes his head.
Always a silver lining with you,
he says, in a tone of wonderment.
How do you do it?
Do what?
Find them. Your silver linings.
Nat would like to know the answer to this question, too. She holds her breath while she waits for Jester to think of a response.
I guess I just look for them, she says finally.
That's a cop-out, Lavore. Everyone is looking for them.
You don't.
You can't just say that to Caleb,
thinks Nat, suddenly concerned. And maybe she should rush in and interrupt. But Jester goes on.
You're never looking for them. I think you do it to punish yourself. And I don't really understand that. Because if anyone deserves to look on the bright side of things, it's you, Caleb, after everything you've been through. But I can't make you do that. So I'll find the silver linings for you till you're ready to start looking yourself.
Not as speechless. Caleb is too, apparently.
Why are you so sure that I deserve anything?
He manages at last.
Because you're a person, Caleb. People deserve to be happy.
You really believe that?
Of course I do, she says brightly.
Of course. Well, what about bad people?
I said what I said.
Caleb shifts his weight so that he's turned towards her, and Nat can see him staring into Jester's eyes, intense and searching.
Bad people deserve to be happy. That is what you believe?
I think if they were happy, they wouldn't be bad.
You might be surprised.
Jester holds her ground, meets his eyes without flinching.
I don't think I would be, Caleb.
He's trying to come up with a name.
Did Lorenzo deserve happiness? The one who kidnapped you, tortured you? This one deserved everything he wanted?
I didn't say everything he wanted. That's not the same thing.
Caleb is silent.
I think, says Jester slowly, that if you have done terrible things in your life, you can't be happy, truly happy, until you have repented your wrongs and done everything you can to make amends. I think real happiness means justice and forgiveness and freedom. And yes, I think everyone deserves that.
How can you believe that?
The control is beginning to leave Caleb's voice.
Even you, how can you believe that? The man hurt you, he stole you, he killed your friend!
And he deserved to be punished, and maybe even killed?
Maybe!
But I hope wherever he is now, he has found peace. Because he was not happy, Caleb. You don't do the things he did if you have a life of peace, or of love.
Caleb stands up. He clasps his hands together behind his neck and starts to pace. Nat shrinks back just slightly from the door, hoping that the shadows of the hallway and her dark cloak will be enough to keep her unnoticed.
Besides...
So what about Trent Ichthon? He deserves these things too?
Jester falls silent.
I suppose if only he'd had a good home life growing up, he wouldn't have done this to me.
Caleb holds up one forearm, riddled with faint scars. His voice is bitter.
Poor Trent. What a sad little boy he must have been.
Caleb.
Maybe I should just forget about him.
Caleb stops.
Oh, maybe I should go find him. Tell him about all this peace and love he has missed out on.
I didn't...
I certainly should not try to stop him from doing this to anyone else ever again, because that would be robbing him of his freedom, wouldn't it, Jester? Stop him!
Thinks not. Desperate.
Just stop him! Just say you were wrong! Can't you see how much this is hurting him?
but she doesn't say she was wrong. Instead, she stands up and hugs him. Caleb freezes. Whatever he was going to say next dies on his lips.
You deserve happiness too, Caleb,
says Jester softly into his ear. Nott sees Caleb swallow. Once. Twice. His arms held awkwardly before him, neither hugging Jester back nor pushing her away.
I know you think you're as bad as Trent. You're not. You're a good person. You love us, and we love you.
She hugs him tighter. He still says nothing. Nott takes a few silent steps backwards, picks up the half-eaten pie from the floor, and continues moving down the hall until she's a few yards away. Then she coughs loudly, and with footsteps as heavy as she can make them without actually stomping, walks up to the door and into the room.
I found pie,
she announces. Jester and Caleb pull apart, and Caleb actually takes three long strides around the bed until he's put it between them and reached Nott. The relief and gratitude is plain on his face.
Good. I'm starving,
he tells her.
Brought enough for two,
smiles Nott. Caleb takes the pie wordlessly and sits back down on this side of the bed, his back to Jester. She looks crestfallen. Now a little spike of guilt pricks Nott's heart.
Did you want some too, Jester? I can sneak back into the kitchens.
No, that's okay, Nott.
Jester conjures a very convincing smile.
I'm getting kind of sleepy. I'm gonna go back to my room.
Oh, well, just, you know.
I will hit you up if I change my mind.
She grins, heading for the doorway.
Thank you,
Nott wants to say.
Thank you for what you did for him just now. I know he won't show it, but he's so...
Caleb gets up before Jester makes it out into the hall. The pie is forgotten on the bedside table as he hurries to grab her wrist.
Wait.
Oh, it's fine, Caleb.
He kisses the back of her hand. Nott doesn't know where to look.
Thank you,
Caleb murmurs.
There you go,
thinks Nott, her chest swelling with pride as Caleb lets go of Jester's hand and watches her leave, leaning against the doorframe, until they both hear her bedroom door shut a few rooms down. Then he turns and goes back to the bed, red-faced, avoiding Nott's gaze.
Jester couldn't sleep?
Nott asks, unable to help herself. Caleb gets under the blankets, facing the wall.
I think she knew I couldn't.
Oh,
says Nott politely.
That was nice of her then. What did you two talk about?
A long minute passes before Caleb reaches up and covers the glowing crystal light by the bed with its shade.
Kindness.
In the dark, Nott beams.
That's my boy.
End of story. Thanks for listening.